This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Host of the big UN summit on climate change that starts this week is the United Arab Emirates, a country that produces a lot of climate-changing fossil fuels. Now the BBC has obtained leaked documents showing the UAE was planning to use meetings with foreign governments surrounding the summit to discuss new business opportunities for the UAE's state oil and gas company. Justin Rolat, the BBC's climate editor, has the story.
And now, more than ever, we need to unite on climate and deliver a clear message of hope.
Dr. Sultan Al Jaber, appointed the president of COP28 by the UAE, was building ambition at a meeting of environment ministers from around the world last month.
And we must deliver in Dubai.
But Mr. Jaber is also the head of ADNOC, the UAE's huge state oil company, and its renewable energy business, Masdar. Now, working alongside independent journalists at the Centre for Climate Reporting, we've got hold of briefing documents prepared by the UAE's COP28 team ahead of meetings with 27 foreign governments. They show Dr. Jaber was briefed to discuss business deals for the state firms. Now, I've got the documents here, and they suggest telling China that the UAE's oil company is willing to jointly evaluate liquefied natural gas opportunities in Mozambique, Canada, and Australia. The Brazilian environment minister was to be asked to help with the UAE's multi-billion dollar bid for a Brazilian oil and gas processing company. Now, attempting to do business deals, especially oil and gas deals, during the COP process appears to be a serious breach of the standards the UN expects of a COP president. It told the BBC a president should be impartial and act without bias or self-interest. Professor Michael Jacobs of Sheffield University is an expert on UN climate politics.
This looks breathtakingly hypocritical. But I actually think it's worse than that, because the UAE at the moment is the custodian of a United Nations process aimed at reducing global emissions. And yet, in the very same meetings, it's actually trying to do side deals which will increase global emissions.
The ADNOC HQ, 65 stories high, dominates the skyline of Abu Dhabi. We know on at least one occasion, a country followed up on a potential fossil fuel deal brought up in a meeting arranged by the UAE's COP28 team. But 12 countries have told the BBC there was either no discussion of commercial activities during meetings or a meeting did not take place. I questioned the Director General of the UAE's COP28 team, Majid Al Suwaidi, at a press conference in Abu Dhabi last month.
Mr. Majid, as you know, there is some anxiety about an oil executive being put in charge of a climate conference. What would you say to reassure people of the independence of COP28 from ADNOC?
Our team is fully independent. We are very confident that our team is focused on delivering COP28, is focused on delivering the great results that we need to do.
The COP28 team did not deny using climate meetings to discuss fossil fuel deals. It told the BBC private meetings are private and we do not comment on them.